coming up on episode number 292. Well, you know, this is almost like one of those Guess the Connection episodes of Coverville, except I'm telling you the connection right now. They're all requests. Yes, it's another Sunday evening edition of Coverville, and we're bringing you requests capped off with a musically challenged segment. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Sunday night. It is February 11th, 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, bringing you requests. Requests, and more requests. These are all things that you've emailed me or called or sent smoke signals or things like that and that you wanted to hear. Before we get to that, really quickly, tonight was originally going to be the dedication to Iraq and Afghanistan. I don't have enough material for the show yet, so please get those requests and suggestions in. We were going to shoot for doing this next week, so have your stuff into me next week. I'm going to do it as soon as I have all of the required materials. So if you have a request or dedication that you want to send out to the men and women serving over in Iraq and Afghanistan, we're going to be getting CDs out to them, so they are going to be hearing your message. At least the ones that receive the CDs are going to be hearing your message, but we're going to encourage them to pass them along to their units. And I know I've got a lot of listeners who already listen from Iraq and Afghanistan, who pass my shows around on their laptops, their hard drives, their iPods, and whatnot. So please get your dedications in, and we will get those into another show. I think I've got a good portion of the show filled, but I do need just a few more items. Tonight's show brought to you by Audio Engine, makers of the AE5s, the Audio Engine 5s. These speakers are fantastic. I've told you about them before. They're fantastic with an iPod, although they don't require an iPod. They don't even require an MP3 player. You can plug them into your computer. You can plug them into your Xbox, your Wii, your PS3, whatever you want. I use it with an iPod. And what's really cool about it is that it's got a USB port right on it. So that while your speakers are powered, they're also charging your iPod. How cool is that? They are big enough to deliver decent sound, and they're gorgeous enough to be put in your on display in your living room. They're like a lacquered, polished white or polished black speaker. It's like the material that's on piano keys, not the ivory, but the shiny material over the ivory. You know what I'm talking about? check them out at AudioEngineUSA.com or just visit Coverville.com/AudioEngine, all lowercase, all one word, and I'll redirect you right to their site. Check them out, Audio Engine, the AE5s, the Audio Engine 5s. Timed that perfectly, right? Just there, ending with the music. Let's get to our first request. This comes from Anna, who took me to task at the beginning of her email. She said, "Hey, I remember you saying on one of your shows that a 13-year-old girl was your youngest fan. That is incorrect. My father has been downloading this for us since I was 12. Ha, I'm the youngest." That behind us, we'll get on to the requests. And now she gave me a few requests. This was the only one that I could really play on the show. But actually, I really like it, so I'm happy to play it on the show. Oh, you know what, though? Crap, I played the wrong one. No, I didn't. This is right. This is Sugar Ray from their album Floored. It's a cover of the Adam and the Ants classic Stand and Deliver. Here's Sugar Ray.
Your stereo, your record collection. The way you look, you're qualified for next. taxes, I'll take pension.
Stand and deliver.
People think so dashing. So what's the point of robbery when nothing is worth taking? He's kind of off the dead, scruff the big mistake he's making.
Stand and deliver.
This Charming Man, performed there by Death Cab for Cutie. That, you know, it's a little bit more different from the original, I think, than the Stand and Deliver. But that goes out to Imelda. Thank you, Imelda, for suggesting that one. And then before that, you heard Stand and Deliver, as I mentioned, by Sugar Ray from their Florida album. That one, yeah, came out in 1997, a little closer to the original than I'd normally pick. And I think even Anna, who requested that, suggested that it was a little closer to the original. Not as... Well, you know what? I'm going to make up for it. I'm going to make up for it right now. How's that? Let's give you guys a version of Here Comes the Rain Again by a group called the Crusados from the Mystery of the Whisper album. This is going out to James, who found the band via Wikipedia. No, I guess not. He came across the band and then sent me the Wikipedia entry. But it's a dark wave band from Florida, formed in 1992 by Rogue, Sean Flanagan, and Tim Curry. I don't know if it's the same Tim Curry. That would be really interesting if it's the sweet transvestite from Transylvania from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, Dr. Frankenfurter, Tim Curry. Anyway, here's the Crusados with Here Comes the Rain Again. fulfilling my monthly requirement of goth on Coverville. That is Gimme 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 by Beseech, of course, the original by ABBA. That is going out to Ian, who suggested that one. Not a not a bad little swap or switch of styles there, huh? Really gender or genre bending. Before that, you heard a request for Cruise Shadows, Eurythmics, Here Comes the Rain Again. That is going out to James, who suggested that one. And no, the Tim Curry that's in Cruise Shadows, not the Tim Curry that was in the Rocky Horror Picture Show and Home Alone 2 and all those other great movies. A different Tim Curry, but a good Tim Curry nonetheless. Well, continuing with the genre-busting style, this is a cover of Cheap Trick's I Want You to Want Me. Now, it's performed here by a group called the Holmes Brothers, which is a blues gospel band that Joan Osborne really took a liking to in 1997 and actually took them on tour with her when she was opening up for Bob Dylan as her backing band. A really, really great sound, and it comes through on this fantastic and very different cover of Cheap Trick's I Want You to Want Me. This is going out to a couple people who requested it this week. George suggested this one, and did George say where he's from? He did not. So it's going out to George and to one more person. It was going out to Rob. So usually I keep these windows, everybody's emails right in front of me so I can jump back and forth, but I pulled up the Holmes Brothers listing on all music. Anyway, let's get right to it. Here are the Holmes Brothers with our cover of Cheap Trick's I Want You to Want Me.
Thank you. baby. Girl, I put on a brand new shirt. I'll get home early, early from work, baby, if you say. Say, baby, that you love me. Oh, hey, baby, didn't I see you crying? Oh, baby, didn't I see you crying? Without a friend, baby. Hey, hey, you know you feel like a dying.
Brian, this is Ian from Los Angeles calling. I was listening to your Clash cover story and enjoying the Junior Mervin cut quite a lot. And it reminded me that I wanted to bug you about doing a reggae cover show. I know you've done a ska coverville show, but there are a lot of great covers of reggae songs and a lot of direct that's done in reggae style of pop songs, but also very good covers. But that's not actually what I'm calling to request. I'm calling to request a cover of Suzanne Vega's The Queen and the Soldier, done by Kate Rusty and Catherine Roberts. I know you've played Kate Rusty on your show before. She's sort of the darling of the Britfolk world, or has been for the last 10 years or so. But before her first solo album came out, she did a record with another singer named Catherine Roberts in 1995, I believe. And the album is imaginatively titled Kate Rusty and Catherine Roberts. And on it, they do a very wonderful cover of The Queen and the Soldier. And I'd love to hear that. I love the show. I'm not going to make the mistake of saying love you, but I do love your show. So thank you very much, and I will keep on listening.
He said, I am not fighting for you anymore. And the queen knew she'd seen his face someplace before. And slowly she let him inside. He said, I've watched your palace up here on hill. And I've wondered who's the woman for whom we all kill. But I'm leaving tomorrow, and you can do what you will. Only first I am asking you why. Down the long narrow hall he was led, and
from her head, and she asked him there to sit down. He said, I see now and you are so very young, but I've seen more battles lost than they have battles won. And I've got this intuition says it's all for your fun. So now will you tell me why? Well, the young queen, she fixed him with an arrogant eye. She said, you won't understand and you may as well not try. But her face was a child's and he thought she would cry. But she closed herself up like a fan. She said, I have swallowed a secret burning thread. It cuts me inside and often I bled. And he laid his hands then on the top of her head. And he bowed her down to the ground. Tell me how hungry are you? How weak you must feel as you are living here alone and you are never revealed. Well, I won't march again on your battlefield. And he took her to the window to see. Well, the sun, it was gold, though the sky it was grey. She wanted more than she ever could say, but she knew how it frightened her and she turned away. And she would not look at his face again. He said, I want to live as an honest man, to get all I deserve and to give all I can, and to love a young woman who I don't understand. Your Highness, your ways are very strange. But the crown, it had fallen, and she thought she would break. And she stood there ashamed of the way her heart ached. And she took him to the doorstep and she asked him to wait. She would only be a moment inside. Out in the distance her order was heard, and the soldier was killed, still waiting for word. And while the queen went on strangling in the solitude she preferred, the battle continued on. A soldier came knocking upon the queen's door. He said, I am not fighting for you anymore. And the queen knew she'd seen his face someplace before. Slowly she led him inside.
Kate Resby and Catherine Roberts from the self-titled album, covering Suzanne Vega there with The Queen and the Soldier, coming from 1995, and that's going out to Ian in Los Angeles. Before that, you heard the Holmes Brothers with their cover of Cheap Tricks, I Want You to Want Me. That comes from their 2007 release, State of Grace. They've actually got a few covers of their on, on there of other bands, like they've got Bad Moon Rising, What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding. Great stuff, and you'll be hearing more from them on Coverville in the future. And that's going out to George and to Ian, I believe. I'm sorry, Rob. All right. Well, Tina is now joining me in the Coverville studios, the Coverville basement.
Yep, I'm here.
How are you doing?
Fine, how are you?
I'm good.
Great.
Anything you want to mention before we jump into Musically Challenged?
No.
All right, then.
Okay.
Wow, all right. This comes to us from Eric, actually. Well, he'll introduce himself.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Tina.
Hi, Eric.
Hi.
This is your Colorado neighbor, Eric, again, bringing you another edition of my Musically Challenged quiz. I'm glad you liked the first one I did, and I'll stick with the same idea. This time I'll play for you five short song introductions that start with drums or percussion. There's no intentional theme to my choices this time. As before, I'll play each clip twice. Here's clip number one.
Who is this?
That's what you got to tell him.
Oh, Bjork?
That's right. Very good. Nicely done.
Thanks.
Do you know the song?
No.
Or should I just be happy that you got Bjork?
Just be happy with what I got.
That's human behavior.
Oh, okay.
Here's clip
Wouldn't
number
have guessed
one
it.
Again. Here's clip number two.
Oh, you better
Prince
get this
Raspberry
one.
Raspberry Beret.
Here's
Very
clip
good.
Number two again.
I was going to say, if you don't get this one, I'm really disappointed.
I know.
Here's clip number three.
Oh, loner of an
Here's
only...
Here's clip number three again.
Owner of a lonely heart. I forgot who...
Here's clip number loner, four.
Loner of an only heart. I like that.
Oh, no, I forgot who does it, though. I just can't remember.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. All right. Oh, In Excess.
Uh-huh. What's the song?
Here's clip number four again.
I can't remember. Yeah,
nope.
I can't.
Need You Tonight.
Yeah, okay.
Now, this last one is very short, but I hope you can figure it out. Here's clip number five. Here's clip number five again.
I don't know.
I think I know that one.
Really?
I think that's David Bowie, Young Americans.
Really?
Yes. All right, we'll see.
Okay.
Now would be a good time to pause before the answers.
You know, you'd think people would figure out by now
okay,
that we pause
all Okay, number one, Human Behavior. Number two is Prince with Raspberry Beret.
One, two, one, two, three.
Number three is Yes with Owner of a Lonely Heart.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing great on this one, Tina.
Yeah, I know.
Kick
it's 80s.
Yeah.
Love the 80s.
You're like a VH1 show.
Yeah.
Number four is In Excess with Need You Tonight.
Yeah, In Excess, or a VH1 show that can't get... the entire thing. I can't get the song and the artist.
There you go, yeah. Oh, Saturday
and
night.
Number five, which
Bay
I hope
City
you figured
Water,
out, is Elton John with Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting.
Yeah. Almost said the Bay City Rollers, but that's a different Saturday night.
There it is. I hope you enjoyed this edition of the quiz. If you happen to hear a tortured yell from up north, that's me driving to work while listening to Brian's Today in Music History podcast. I'm regularly 1 year off when guessing the year of the number one single. Thanks for playing along.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate that. And that will end tonight's edition of Coverville. Big thanks to Tina for coming down for Musically Challenged and really rocking the house.
Oh, yeah.
You did well.
Yeah.
Tonight, we are going to be doing the recording for the Coverville Idol 1973 episode. I've got the judges all lined up. As a matter of fact, they're sitting on Skype, I think, waiting for me, even
wow.
as I write this.
Really?
So expect that this week. Also, I've got some indie stuff to get to. Three Peters of rock and roll have a birthday on Tuesday, so I might do a special show on birthdays of guys named Peter.
Peter Gabriel?
Covers of songs by guys named Peter. Yes.
Peter Cetera?
No, Peter Cetera.
I don't know any other.
You'll have to listen on Tuesday.
Okay.
and that is going to do it for tonight. So we'll be back with one of those shows later this week. In the meantime, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. You all know how to get in touch with me, so I'll skip it for this episode. Thanks for listening. Have a great night. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. Bandwidth for Coverville is provided by Cashfly, CacheFly.com, Cashfly. And, also, tonight's show brought to you by Audio Engine USA, makers of the Audio Engine 5 speakers, which just are awesome. Check them out at coverville.com/audioengine.